This episode is brought to you by Paycor, the HR and payroll software made for leaders. It's never been harder to recruit, hire, and engage workers. That's why HR leaders and frontline managers depend on Paycor for all things people management, from onboarding and performance reviews to compensation and benefits. Learn more at paycor.com/leaders.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I've been pleased with his progress and where he's at.
Final assessment from you here, Kurt Warner. Let's get it on Russell Wilson.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Can Russell either take that jump to become a better pocket passer, or does Sean have to adjust the system to get back to who Russell Wilson is?
Earlier on the show, Steelers wide receiver George Pickens. Coming up, hosts of Bussin' with the Boys, Will Compton and Taylor Luan, ESPN senior writer Don Van Natta Jr., and now, Rich Eisen.
That's correct. I'm here.
And you're there.
I'm here, you're there.
What a great way to start the hour.
Oh.
All right. This hour is for the boys. I've just been told they just walked in the door.
Hey.
So we're going to spend a lot of time with Taylor Luan and Will Compton, who I really have an affinity for. I just won't go on their show without a motor in the bus. I said that to Taylor Luan from jump. I'm happy. They're out here doing shows. They're out here doing shows in Los Angeles. Happy to have sat down with them here.
No bus.
Happy to have sat down with them at the Super Bowl last year or earlier this year. I'll sit down. I'll Zoom. I'll do whatever. I can't get to Nashville. It's tough.
Ready to roll on the Rich Eisen Show.
That's what we're going to do. In the meantime, I'm going to show off. I'm going to flex a little bit here and show off what it's like to have 25 years of broadcasting experience and knowledge and institutional knowledge and ability to take in information, boil it down, and come out with an opinion. For instance, based on what I'm seeing, based on what I'm watching, based on what I'm hearing around baseball, I have a sneaky suspicion the Yankees are going to miss the playoffs this year.
That's very astute. You always have your thumb on the pulse in the Bronx. Nice to see.
Thumb on all pulses.
Did they score? They did not score any runs last night.
You know what
they?
I've got? I've got an old gen stat. I'm just going to throw it out here. I got an old gen stat.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yes.
Old gen stats.
Yeah, good job, man. According to Katie Sharp, who I follow, customer success manager of Stathead, queen of stats of Talkin' Yanks on her Twitter bio, the Yankees crapping the bed in Atlanta the last two nights. This is the third time in franchise history the Yankees had a combined zero runs and five hits or fewer in any two-game span within a single series. The last two times it happened, June 7th and 8th, 1914 against the White Sox, and then June 21st and 22nd, 1916 against the Red Sox. And then the last two nights, against the Atlanta Braves. That's your old gen stat here today. Thank you.
Old gen stats.
So
that's crazy.
Putting it all together.
That's crazy.
With the Yankees having an offensive offense, an inability to put the ball in play, even with last year's most valuable player back. And by the way, they are, I believe, 12 games under 500 since Aaron Judge hit his foot on the bullpen baseboard, I guess, blowing open the bullpen door here in Los Angeles, California, Dodger Stadium. That the last time the Yankees were this inept was 4 years before they traded for Babe Ruth.
What's funny, too, Rich, ironically enough, in that June 22nd, 1916 game.
Oh, my God.
The Red Sox won 1-0. Babe Ruth threw a complete game three-hitter.
Hey, you know,
Boston.
And the Yankees bided their time, waited till, Frazee? Is that his name? The owner of the Red Sox?
Yeah, that guy was a...
Got in some trouble on Broadway. Needed his Broadway production bailed out.
Yep. 100K.
There was no live tour for him.
Nice.
You know? Couldn't sports wash the Red Sox.
Come on, man.
And they bided their time, and they coveted what they saw, to use the Silence of the Lambs phrase.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's get that guy, George. Oh, my God.
So
that's how bad it is. It's so bad.
How bad is it?
It's their one game under 500, which, by the way, would probably be in the race for the, yeah, one game under 500. The Yankees would be just three games back of the Central. Or two and a half back of the Central.
I don't even know how Baseball Reference knows this, but the home plate umpire in that 1916 game in which Babe Ruth threw a three-hit shutout against the Yankees, 1-0, Silk O'Loughlin. What a great name.
His name is Silk? Silk.
His name is Silk.
That's amazing.
Like Jamal Wilkes.
I don't understand the importance of that. But
there were 4,000 in attendance.
Silk O'Loughlin.
Silk O'Loughlin.
Okay, very good.
I mean, Ray Fisher pitched a great game for the Yankees.
You know what? It was wasted.
8 innings, 1 run.
Unfortunately. It was unfortunate. A lot of long-time telegraphers. First time. You know?
Babe Ruth hit the game. Went 1-for-3.
Whatever. The Yankees are, honestly, don't just break them up. Disintegrate them. Absolutely disintegrate them. Every single move that Brian Cashman made has turned to absolute, complete poop.
Garbage.
And every, honestly, running it back, sticking with, like, how is Brian Cashman rewarded with his faith in the roster at the trade deadline? How's that worked out for him? At the trade deadline, you know, he said, we have the team here. We just need to play better. Got it. They're done. The Red Sox are coming in to Yankee Stadium, I believe, this weekend. And the number of times George Steinbrenner III would have burnt it all down to the ground already and brought in, you know, Billy Martin, the carcass of Billy Martin, one more time by now. I don't know what Hal's going to do. I don't know what he's thinking, what he's going to do. But this cannot stand. Cannot stand, no matter how good the people might be in the front office or in the dugout. It's Judge and Gerrit Cole,
and then
everybody else is.
Volpe's pretty good.
Oh yeah. Sure.
He's played in every game this year.
No,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would keep him if I was you.
Yeah.
After that, what?
I don't know.
Let's go.
I don't know. So again, I'm just kind of flexing my quarter century of broadcasting muscles here with my friends from Nashville in the green room. I'm just getting a sinking feeling the Yankees are going to miss the playoffs this year.
Well done.
Thanks.
The Yankees also had a player back then named Home Run Baker.
Huh.
You want to guess how many career home runs he has?
He had dingers like Big Al. He was the Big Al of his generation.
He was. He led the league 4 straight years when he played for Philadelphia, 1911 to 1914. With 11, 10, 12, and 9 home runs.
Can I just use a moment here? Because I've tweeted this out and I've done this thing. The fans of the Baltimore Oriole organization are not allowed to tweet back at a Yankee fan about...
Is this TJ's club list?
No. It's not the club list. They can absolutely enjoy what's happening right now because they're not only a terrific baseball team now, they appear to be a terrific baseball team in the future. But honestly, there is some woodwork, and they have come out of it. Because no matter how bad this Yankees team looks and is, and how patently disappointing it is, they've already far surpassed in the 60 wins by the middle of August. The number of wins, and I don't want to upset the Angelos family talking about the past.
But you might get taken off the air.
No.
By them.
They had 140 win season and 250 win seasons, right?
Recently?
Yeah. Am I not mistaken? So just save me the memes of all the Orioles fans who are now feeling it because their team's been really good over the last 6 weeks. And has, by the way, I have no problem if the Orioles win the American League. I would. Bottom line,
it'd be fun.
In case you understand where I'm at right now, and I'm just kind of using our real estate
as your couch.
No, to cart, to clap back. Is that what they say?
Oh.
I'm clapping back.
I don't know. No cap.
I would have. Let me ask you this question. You tell me the answer, knowing me as you know me.
Mm-hmm.
If the Orioles take on the Houston Astros in the American League Championship Series, who am I rooting for?
The whole world is rooting for the Orioles.
Well, who am I rooting for in particular? I'm just talking about me right now. Who am I rooting for?
I think you're rooting for the Orioles.
Damn straight, yeah. Absolutely.
Is that AL East pride or is that anti-Astro?
No, I don't think I've got AL East pride because if it was Red Sox against the Astros.
Well, you're rooting for the Oppenheimer.
No, I'm not talking about mass destruction, Chris. I don't want everybody to be affected.
Okay.
More of a targeted drone strike.
Understand.
Figuratively, of course.
Of course.
All right. My baseball world for me is over, and by August 16th, and it's a rarity. It's a rarity, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
And it's just what happens. I don't know what the answers are. What are the answers?
Sucking.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are the answers?
Find a new team.
No. That's
Aaron,
you.
Can Aaron Rodgers play for
really?
Yankees?
Because I'm still
the one who's like saying I'm a Spurs fan now.
We're talking baseball right now, Rich. Okay.
Yeah, the Mets stink too.
The Mets stink too.
But at least the Mets
had a plan.
Picked a lane.
Yeah, they had a plan.
They picked a lane.
Yeah. Well, he knows a bad investment and you got to get off of it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And I've seen the bad investment and I think it's time to get off of it.
He's the Bobby Axelrod. He knows it.
Baseball's not fun when you're a Mets fan. I'm just going to tell you that. It's fun for a few months every summer, and then the majority of it, the season's way too long.
Well, right now the Red Sox are the team that can actually make the playoffs. You can. You're right there.
We're right there.
You're three out.
That's true.
Chris Sale starting in, I believe, right now,
according,
or later on today,
well,
against the Washington Nationals.
The analytics, we only have a 13% chance of making it.
What do you care?
I'm just
analytics.
13%.
Who the hell knows? Get out of here with that stuff.
Well,
that's
saying,
part of the reason why the Yankees are in this world of crap right now.
Analytics.
Oh, yeah.
The game.
All these guys.
13% is bad.
Analytics ruined the game.
Let's bank on Josh Donaldson's exit velocity. Let's do that. Oh, gosh. Giancarlo Stanton.
112 miles out
what's
the park.
What's faster, his bat speed or his ability to score from second? Come on.
Bat speed.
All right.
Stupid analytics.
Are we ready for the boys? Is this happening? Let's do it. The rest of this hour is hashtag for the boys.
Let's go.
Bussing with the boys themselves.
But everyone's
Taylor
welcome.
Lewan and God. Oh, there's a picture. There he is. It's Will Compton.
Let's go.
LFG. And that, by the way, that's as dirty as it's going to get. All right. Let's talk about AG1, people, a new partner of the Rich Eisen Show, a daily foundational nutritional supplement that helps support whole body health. And if you're like me, then it's so hard to keep up with a supplement routine throughout your busy day when it comes with a bunch of products on top of it. So when you drink AG1, you notice an overall feeling of health. It can help support your mental clarity, improve digestion, focus. Drink it in the morning, drink it in the afternoon, before working out in the morning, before making your coffee, starting your day. Makes you feel unstoppable, ready to take on the day and anything that comes your way. If you want help taking ownership of your health, and of course you do, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/Eisen. That's drinkag1.com/Eisen. Take ownership of your health right now. Check it out. drinkag1.com/Eisen.
NFL Sunday Ticket is now on YouTube and YouTube TV, which means that it just got easier to be an NFL fan, even if you live far away. Like, maybe you like the Bears, but you're hibernating in Panthers territory. But with NFL Sunday Ticket, your out-of-market team is never more than a short distance away. Specifically, the distance from you to your remote control. NFL Sunday Ticket, now on YouTube and YouTube TV. Go to youtube.com/presale to get $50 off.
Terms and embargoes apply. Offer ends 9/19. No refund. Subscription auto renews.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, here, take your. You want your coffee there, Will? There we go. The boys are settled into their seats. Taylor Lewan and Will Compton here on the Rich Eisen Show. Here they are. Let's just give them a round of applause. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Rolling in hot with what? We got like 15 people here?
We rolled the boys deep.
Are we doing 11 on 11s today? I didn't know we were doing it.
Well, you feel like entourage, man.
When you come into enemy territory like this, after everything we've been through, you want to make sure you have your squad with you, brother.
Don't start that, man.
Rich, Taylor and I got on the phone last week, and he goes, hey, Rich said it's he might not be coming on the show. So what I told Taylor,
what he said was, this was two days ago.
Can I finish the story?
Go ahead.
Can I finish the story? I told Taylor, I said, should we drop all of our plans? Like, I know I'm in Italy. Should I get a flight back from Italy? Should you leave Canada? Should we just go to LA and go on Rich Eisen show? And now we're here. We figured if you're not going to come to us, we might as well come to you.
Hold on a second. Many things. First of all, our radio audience is returning. So if we can, you know, did you just say the S word right there? Did you just do that?
Did you say the S word? I don't think you did.
Did you?
Did I say the S word?
Just want to make sure.
Did he curse?
Did I say the S word?
I didn't hear it. So, Rich, maybe your ears are better than mine right now.
But, you know, our largest radio audience is returning, and I want to address this because you have played into a lot of false narratives.
Who?
In your, both of you, in the first literal 40 seconds of your appearance on this program. A lot of false narratives that we're going to address and settle. And it starts with a beef. There's no beef. I have no beef.
No, there's no beef.
We're beefless.
We're basically vegetarian. All the three of us are vegetarian on the show right now. There's no beef. We're not cooking anything up, brother. Here's what I will say.
Okay. Yeah.
You're the man, dude. Okay. I almost used a curse.
I appreciate it.
You are the man.
Thank you.
You are. As a young buck, a young child, ESPN, you turn it on, you see a man with a full head of hair, and the way you've been able, through trials and tribulations of life, be to where you are. Truly crush. You're
thank you.
All of us, every kid in their 30s right now knows who Rich Eisen is.
Grew up watching
Rich Eisen. So for you to come on our bus would be nothing but an honor. I know this is your show.
Not at all. But Taylor Lewan and Will Compton of Bussin' with the Boys, one of the most popular shows.
Subscribe.
Anywhere. Hit the subscription button. Podcasts can be acquired. Right here on the show. So I'm sorry. You were going on and telling me how great I am. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I like to think of us. Like, if I had a MySpace and I had to put a top 10, you'd be in my top 10 as far as friends go.
A couple
of Michigan guys.
It's true.
We've talked. He's been to a game. He's watched me in pads. I've sat in these same chairs before. Restoration Hardware. I love it.
It's the same chair. We haven't changed.
When we did the show and we're scouring the globe trying to find guests, I thought Rich Eisen, man, would be fantastic, knowing good and well that you have an extremely busy schedule. So we gave Jack McPherson the task, our Tennessee Volunteers fan, of posting about you every single day until you come on the show.
It has been impressive.
He's been impressive.
The run has been impressive, big time. And so, you know, this is the latest one. I know exactly where that is.
Handsome.
Jack cut my wife out of the photograph. It's okay. She doesn't need to know that. It's all right. I know exactly, pretty much almost all of them. Some of them, though, I don't know where it's found.
Does it fire you up? You're like, oh, wow. This photo is out there.
A little scary.
Here's what it is. It's just your fan base is very passionate. Clearly. You have built an incredible following since that day on the Friday of the NFL draft in Nashville, Tennessee, when you, Taylor Lewan, came on this show and said, I have a podcast. Mm. I'm like, great, what's it called? Bussin' with the Boys, doing it with Will Compton. I'm like, who's Will Compton? And then after that was all done.
That was a fun bit.
That's a fun bit, which I appreciate.
I'd be here.
No, but and I'm like, okay, great. You said there's a bus and whatever. And I said, well, when you bring the bus to Los Angeles, I'm sure you'll take the bus all over the country. And then you said, there is no motor in the bus. And I made a stand. And I'm a principled man to this day, and I have no problem. You guys, you're doing shows out here, are you not? Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No.
We're doing a tour right now. We're doing a training camp tour.
Right. So but you're doing interviews for your show. Yes. You're banking interviews as they
And I know
the
where this is going. And it's just like we were Super Bowl week. We were out there and it was,
it was set.
In front of us, silver platter. Multiple, like Rich really wants to. And we, again, principled like you are, we are principled individuals as well. We were like, it would not make sense unless Rich is on the bus.
Okay. Dude,
with the bit that's been going on for how many days now, Jack?
428.
428 days.
428.
Rich needs to be on the bus, not just somewhere in LA, Arizona.
Not some makeshift budget. Hey, put a couple cardboard things behind us to say bus was boys.
Put some anti-shine on your face and get this thing going.
Yeah, and let's go to town on this thing for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Anti-shine. That's a good one. I find that funny.
This is. And I will say to your fans, because and to our fans, you have been in communication.
Yes.
You have also, you went from no engine, no Rich. Now you've literally said, I will come on.
Yes.
I just need to find a time.
Here's what I want. Here's what I'm going to make this pledge here on this program, because my whole point about your fans are really in my grill right now. They're in my grill. They're very angry. Sometimes they think, you know, just Jack, give it up. Like, stop with the posting.
He's never
going to come on. Never stop.
Never stop, Jack.
Here's what we're going to do this. I just don't know when I'm going to be in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
I did think, was it a couple summers ago? I said, I'm coming.
It was training camp.
Last training camp. Yeah. And you said you had to do training camp. You couldn't make it.
Like, the off day didn't.
Blame it on Vrabel. That's fine. You want to blame it on Vrabel. Okay.
A very nice place.
Okay.
Because... like we said before, you've been in the game for a minute.
So, I will say this. This is my plan. I will come on the bus. I have no problem coming on the bus. I will do it. You know, I would love if there's a motor on it. I think you should. Like, how about this then? Before I make my statement. Why don't you take the bus around the country? Don't you think if you took the bus around the country, don't you think fans would want to look at this thing? Fans would flock to it.
Mr. Eisen, could I interject?
Yes,
oops. This is going to be tough.
Because of this situation, it has now led us to buy. We have bought now another bus that is in the process of getting wrapped. It can only top out at 55. It's got a hole in the floor right now. It's got a hole in the floor right now. It's a little rusted.
Okay.
But
yes.
We had to spend the money because we're like, we need to get Rich Eisen on this podcast.
Is that what it seriously?
We have a photo that you can put up.
When we pull up the files, the charts and everything, there's literally a budget thing Eisen that says Rich, for Rich Eisen.
Yeah, Rich and Eisen bus.
I'm a line item?
If you're a line item,
I'm a line item.
Thank you for saying that because I cannot figure that out in my mind. I wouldn't find those words. But yes, that
I'm
was
a line item
where I was going.
On the busing with the boys, budget. I'm a line item.
We found it down in, what, Georgia, Florida?
So
is just sitting in a backyard somewhere.
This is being confirmed by one of the 15 people off camera. Okay.
It was great.
So this, but it makes sense. Fans would flock to it. You can do shows from it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fans will be outside it. Will it be one of those things where you can open it up and you can look in for the fans to see it from their sitting?
And it's a school bus, so you can open the little door and then, you know.
Fans can come in and see.
You have a Chris Farley-esque figure.
We're going to have our studio set up in there. I don't know if that'll be the if that'll be the move. It might just be more for
It's a show item.
So here's the thing. But I would love to come to Nashville, and this is the idea, is that I appear on the program, and Jack takes me to the airport in his new Chevy Silverado. That's the plan.
Well, you know what
Are you
has
sure
to
you're going
to
want to ride in that Chevy Silverado that he's going to get?
Why?
Well...
it's just a Chevy.
There's a budget. We've talked about line items, right?
What is
your budget line item took a little bit away from his budget line item.
So it's no longer. Are we downgrading?
It's he's getting a Chevy Silverado. Which Chevy Silverado
just
that might be?
Like
is
a 47
up for,
or something.
Oh, it's not brand new. It's not brand new.
Here's the good news, Rich.
Yeah.
I'll give you the good news right now. It doesn't matter what year that Chevy Silverado was built. That thing's durable, reliable. It's going to be the best thing on the road. I'm going to tell you that right now. So. You're going to get to the airport.
Yes.
Might have a governor on as well. There might be, you know.
Okay, so.
Might be hitting back roads.
Leave 3 hours before the flight?
No
is
question.
What you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. There's no question about it.
I do have
it.
A question. Did at any point in all the bits, did it ever get a little like, is this real for a second?
What do you mean?
Like, is there beef?
I think you thought there was beef for 1 second, Taylor.
No.
MySpace top 10.
That could be. Yeah.
No, you thought
think
there was a little
emotional.
Beef just for a second.
Yeah.
Do I need to swing on Rich?
No.
Take me for a walk.
Brilliant.
By the way, that was
incredible.
Those of you who haven't seen Rich's walks.
Your walks are so damn funny, Will.
I enjoy them. As I thoroughly enjoy them.
Have you done one lately? Have you taken a break?
I did. I took somebody on a walk when I was out in Italy. And now that I'm back and can be a little bit more focused on my craft, there will be some walks to be had in the future.
Why did you decide to take a break from your lovely Italian vacation where you were eating food that was definitely awesome, You don't have him, but he's all you had like paninis and stuff like that.
Oh, I was carb loading a lot out of
Italy.
I can
see that. Okay. So why did somebody piss you off?
You still got Wi-Fi. You can still scroll the timeline a little bit and you see something that's like makes you feel type boy. Like, let me clear the air here. Mm-hmm. Let me take him for a walk. Let me give him some medicine. Let me maybe put him in the stroller, put a binky in his mouth, lay him down at night. The possibilities are endless.
Right.
Okay. So I felt like I needed to do that.
All right. The boys are here. Will Compton and Taylor Lewan on the Rich Eisen Show live on our sets. Just proving that we're all good.
We're all friends here.
We're all good. There's we're no all question. Friends here. Okay.
We're not done, are we?
Not at all.
Okay. Good.
We're just getting started.
I'm trying to hold character.
Are you done playing?
Or what? Me?
Yeah.
No. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
But
what do you think?
I don't know. I woke up this morning and I saw on the old timeline there that the Dolphins had a tackle go down.
Okay.
And
Injury in the NFL.
It's 100%, brother. But being sitting in this chair, you know, a whole grown-up human being, less in weight.
Yeah.
It's tough for me to look you in the eyes and be like, I'm ready to go,
right.
Rich. 255.
Is that what you're down to?
Yeah, 255 right now.
Wow.
But you're available. You're an available.
I'm available, brother. If you need a blocking tight end.
The best ability
you
is.
You put me on minimum, brother. I will be that Y.
Okay.
I refuse to be in an I formation and play the F and go downhill.
Has anyone called you, Taylor?
All 32.
Yeah. Yeah, teams have called
him. He's a 3-time Pro Bowler. My man's healthy. He's got his knee going on. He just had a little dicey situation last year. He said he hasn't played football in a couple of years, so he's very healthy. His body's ready to go.
I will say the knee does hurt every single day. I'm not doing myself any favors by telling these teams this. It hurts every day.
Okay.
But you know what?
That's also being a dad.
No question. And all, the back, too. You hold them up a little bit. Oh, yeah. And my 6-year-old, she likes to be held all the time. And I'm like, brother, we got to talk about this.
You call your daughter brother?
I call her dude, brother. Okay. Yeah. She's funny, man. She's like, says some of the things I say, and I think it's so funny when 6-year-olds say like, "Oh, that's sick," or "Dad, this food is fire." Like, yeah, what are you? That's awesome because you just like Loki, like, "Oh, I'm," but basically manipulating you into what I want you to be.
Exactly.
It's a wild deal having kids, man.
It works.
You're kind of just doing it.
How do you enjoy your baby? Is how old now?
You don't want to ask about my career?
Oh, I will in a second.
Oh, my daughter, she's amazing. I love.
How old is she?
I am obsessed with being a girl. That's 16 months.
Okay.
And it is.
You took a 16-month to Italy?
Yes.
There was
some trial and tribulation, but make no mistake, we had a great time.
So you had the first time that you're learning the difference between a trip and a vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
A vacation is what you used to have. You're now on trips now.
Yeah, this was a 2-week trip. My wife wanted it, and I am usually very much against a 2-week-long type of trip.
Why?
When you're in the machine for however, you know, when you're playing football and everything is structured all year round, like you might go, Taylor was saying it the other day, you can slip out workouts 4 days in a row, Monday through Thursday, and you might give somebody the weekend from Thursday to Sunday, but you know you got to be back on it. So 4 days tops was like, that's the maximum capacity for a vacation. And now that I've been kind of half in, half out, it's more like 10-day, 2-week, my wife's kind of... She's leveraged me down to 2 weeks, but it was a phenomenal time over there.
Which is incredible. Like, I had anxiety for you when you were saying, I'm going to Italy for 2 weeks. Because, like, honestly, you're still in that mindset where it's like, I got to be prepared for something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking training camp, like, we could do, like, you're in the hamster wheel. And there are times where you're just like, hey, get out of here and go.
I think the thing that the casual fan doesn't realize is how much work goes into just stepping on the field on Sunday. It is truly... It has to consume all of you. Like, you're never truly present in any other situation than when you're in meetings, on the practice field, in the gym, getting ready.
Yeah.
Like, for however long, because NFL, not for long, the average is, what, 2 years? And so you're just constantly trying to beat odds until you've made the decision, whether it's Pop Warner or high school or wherever. They're like, okay, this is going to be my dream, my goal. Everything goes into that. So when you're now in the situation Will and I are, where it's like, you know... Running's on the wall in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You kind of sit there and you're like, man, like, how do you now go from that and essentially become like learning to be a regular adult at 32, 33 years old.
Well, your guys are crushing it, though. I mean, your show is insanely popular, so that's
Thank
great.
You. Thank
and
you.
Then, and then, you know, if the average career is 2 years, that means congratulations on playing five times the average
Thank you.
Career.
I do appreciate
in
that.
The National Football League.
2 times 5 is
10.
There you go. Yeah. Look which at us is, doing math together.
Which is
verbal
I mean,
and
I'll give
math.
It to you, brother.
Yeah,
you had that 10. Goodell.
What happened?
Goodell.
Did he
really? And Tom Brady.
Okay.
Tom Brady, Goodell, they got in a room. They wanted to keep me out of the AFC South because the Falcons were at a point in their season that, hey, we make a push here late. We can get in the playoffs.
Yes.
So Art, he made a phone call. What time, what place?
Arthur Smith.
Arthur Smith, yeah.
Well, obviously, you know from his time in Tennessee, right?
Yep. Is that who it
was? Okay.
But no, what happened was I had the gambling show Bet the Bus going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously a conflict when, at last year at that point, I didn't think I was going to be, a phone call would be there to do year 10. Like,
sure.
I figured it was art. I'm going to start leaning into this now, the gambling scene, because there's business and money to be made there. Mm-hmm. So I stand that up. Art gives me a shout and asks if I would do a workout. We plan a workout in 2 weeks. I go and do the workout, do well. And Art brings me in his office and he's like, hey, if you had a crystal ball, when would you want to play? And we had a few tailgates left for Bojangles that we needed to deliver on. And I was like, if you could come get me after the Bussin' Bowl, it was like mid-November, because when we were talking, it was like mid-October.
Yeah.
I was like, that would be ideal. But if you want me to come now, like I just,
you'll drop
he's like,
it.
Listen, I wouldn't offer that up if I didn't like trust what you would be doing. And he called me after the Bussin' Bowl or maybe a week after that. And I drove down 4 a.m, just signed the waiver to complete my physical, saying that I hadn't been hurt since the workout. Go up to sign the contract. We added like a separate like amendment and an addendum.
Yeah.
You kind of know that stuff. The addendum or the amendment.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, this should work, separating me from the gambling, separating me from basically all of it to where I can still do busing with the boys.
Right.
He goes, I'll send this into the league office. Falcons made some iterations, some edits on the contracts. And they're like, we'll send this into the league office. 15 minutes, you should be ready to go. We'll have you on the practice field tomorrow. And 8 hours go by. And then I get a phone call from basically the money ball guy for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, the NFL seems to think you're a long way away from playing under these conditions. This could be, this could take a couple days. A couple days turn into a week, couple weeks, a month. Then, unfortunately, the Falcons, they dropped a couple. There was probably 2 or 3 games left and to where it was like, we could go all in and do it this way. But by that point, it was kind of, it ran its course. So
if the Falcons, let's just say if the Falcons had made the playoffs last year or whatever, it's entirely possible you could have been like the Eric Weddle of the situation.
Could have, yes, yes.
Like you could have just popped in there?
There was a lot of hurdles we had to kind of navigate through to make it possible to play, which I thought was a little over the top. But unfortunately, that's why year 10 had to be laid to rest.
What about this year?
This year, well, I'll show you.
Okay. All right.
Do you mind if I hit a punt set?
What are you doing? What?
You
what
want me to hit a punt set?
Sure. What do we need? What do you need to do? Hold on a second. Hold on. There you go.
Just for any GMs and coaches that are out there. Where
any GMs or coaches?
Yeah, right there.
That are watching right
there,
now.
Straight ahead. We're gonna widen out for you.
Hey, take another step forward. Take one more step forward.
There's a high moving around. Keep your eyes right. You tap the guy. Boom. Right there.
Shoulder square. Good post arm.
Wide base.
In case a bull rush comes, he's ready for the inside move. He didn't overset in the situation. My man's in midseason form right now. So,
that was good.
GM,
that was
pretty
good.
Incredible.
Thank like,
you.
If we had a ladder on the floor, you'd have been able to do all that.
Yeah, no question.
Okay. Yeah.
So Will's one of those guys that, like, he didn't got to practice, brother.
Well, you passed
We proved that in 2020 when we played the Bills. And essentially, mm-hmm. I mean, Titans versus Bills, we played on a Tuesday. We were going to play the Steelers.
Yeah.
Then they're like, hey, this is now your bye week. We're not practicing. We met, reintroduced ourselves to each other, 45 minutes. Can't curse, but we them up. You know what I'm saying?
You got it.
Them up.
Yeah. Right. We took them.
Brought to you by Zoom.
Up. Yeah. And literally, we proved you do not have to practice to be successful in the NFL.
Mm.
Beat Josh Allen.
Well, you
beat the Bills.
You passed my eye test.
Thank you. And you've seen a lot of ball.
I have.
You've seen a lot of ball. You're at the combine every year.
I've seen a lot of sets. I've seen a lot of movements. Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing and everything Will just said is a head coach of an NFL team called Will Compton in, did a workout, and then goes, when do you want to play? How insane is that? He goes, when is this good for you? And Will goes, well, me and my friend are going to go watch a football game together in Ann Arbor. And he goes, okay. Well, I'll call you after, huh? You want to come play for us then? This dude, I mean, that's wild, right?
Yeah.
That is the most insane stuff.
Situation.
Shout out Arthur Smith, man. And his new mustache. You see that
thing? I was about to say, yes, we have a photograph of it because we were all wondering what this, he called it a lifestyle choice. I'm wondering, could this be potentially a protest mustache in your defense, Will Compton, based on what happened last year? Could this be?
There are rumors circulating that this could be a protest mustache.
Don't you think?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And if
Reddit's
the boys
talking, message boards.
Don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. If the boys do get to the playoffs, there could be some fun and interesting press conferences to come.
One of Arthur Smith's heroes, mentors was Russ Grimm. And that mustache is exactly Russ Grimm-esque.
So you think that's what it is?
I think it played both sides. I think there's definitely Arthur sitting there going, NFL did that to Will, you enjoy this lip hair. I think that those are the two. And then there's also going to be,
look at that.
He saw it. Saw Russ Grimm, Hall of Famer, one of the best coaches I've ever had in my entire life. And
it's glorious.
It's beautiful, man.
Look at that.
The funny thing is that phase, that like that teenage phase that it kind of went through, when it was like hitting puberty at first, because it was kind of like dusty. And now that's a full lipper. That's a full ferret on the top of his lip, and it looks fantastic. Guy's incredible.
Tara Lawan and Will Compton here on the Rich Eisen Show. We will take a break. We'll come back. And you want to talk some ball? Do you want to do that?
We'd love to talk ball.
Talk ball.
Let's talk ball.
Absolutely.
Let's do that. Let's talk ball right here on the Rich Eisen Show for the boys here in hour number two, or for the stash. Arthur Smith
is a great photo.
Hey, Keith Olbermann used to grow facial hair out of spite, so maybe he can do that too. You never know. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Look at that.
This episode is brought to you by Paycor. Paycor empowers leaders to build winning teams. With Paycor, leaders can recruit, onboard and train employees, set goals, and drive performance. If you're a leader, everyone depends on you. Who do leaders depend on? Paycor. Learn more at paycor.com/leaders.
Between the kids being home and hosting, everything in our house gets used up in summer. With Instacart, I can save money by stocking up on all my favorite summer brands. I save time by getting everything delivered in as fast as an hour. And I save myself a sink full of dirty dishes by stocking up on paper plates for the annual summer cookout. Save more on summer essentials. Spend more time enjoying summer. Add summer to cart. Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back here on our Roku channel feed. Just a couple minutes and our radio show is coming back here.
I use Roku.
Looks like you. Good for you.
I do. I use Roku.
Oh, good for you.
Nice.
I love that.
Everybody
terrific.
Use Roku.
Great. All right. By the way, our monitor just went down there and now it's back up. You looked like you're about to ask a question. You have a question? You don't have a question?
No, we were talking about where his boys were from.
Okay, great.
Just getting to know the boys.
Do you mind, Jay?
Not at all.
Okay, Jay Felly, Rich Eisen Show audio executive.
Sure.
Okay. Jack, take a seat. Okay, Jack McPherson
is
taking a seat.
This is your moment.
Where Jay Felly is giving up his seat.
Wow, let's go.
This is unprecedented.
Here we go.
Wow.
Well, I mean, it's...
Jack going to run the board?
Look,
should we clap for him? Like, I feel like we should clap.
Let's
clap.
Hey,
Jack. Get the man. Yeah.
Turn your left.
It's a little tight at first,
Jack,
right?
There's your camera. Is there another camera that Jack can look at as well?
He's got the Del Tufo camera.
That's the only one we got.
No.
He's just got this. This is team coverage of Jack McPherson. And so you're, yes, it is unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
But I guess here's the rule from now on, we'll set this up. Anybody who posts a photograph of me for 427 straight days is allowed to sit in a chair.
I don't know if I'd say that, Rich.
I don't know.
The stipulation on everything is it has to be every single day. Could not miss one day.
He
missed one day, no Chevy Silverado.
Unbelievable.
0 days, twice on Sunday.
Attaboy.
Yes, sir.
Well done.
Two of these.
Extra one for God.
And I'll tell you, some of these photographs, I don't know where you find them. I'm like, what? I don't, there's been like two or three where I don't recall. Every single one, I pretty know exactly what you're doing.
I feel like I know you very well because you are so ingrained in my day-to-day life. I see you more than my parents most weeks. Some of my friends. So it's nice to be sitting in the chair, see you in person.
Very good. Same here.
Yes, sir.
Same here.
Do you have like a...
We're back in 5 seconds.
An alarm that goes off? Like, do you do it at the same time every day? What's your process?
Hold on a second. Don't answer that because we just want to make sure our radio audience returns. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show Terrestrial Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Taylor Lewan and Will Compton, the boys from Bussin' with the Boys, are here in person. They're here in Los Angeles. Joining us in Jason Feller's chair, Jay Felley, kind of, you're not too far away, are you, just in case something goes down? Jack McPherson, what is your exact title on Bussin'? What do you call yourself, Jack?
I'm a social media manager, okay. So anything you'd see on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all the platforms, that is what I do.
You're killing it. And you are the one who is posting a photograph of me every day.
Every single day. But it can't go without mentioning it. We have a whole army that does so much. It's a team effort.
Screw them, Jack. You're the one sitting in the chair.
You can see he's been in the team meeting rooms. We, not me type of vibe.
Look at you guys creating an environment.
That's a big time move, brother.
Atta boy. That's impressive. That's huge. It's a team. There is, I would say, there is an eye in Bussin'. Okay. So how, like, what are you Googling my name? Is that how this works?
Yeah.
Chris, you said, what are you?
I just want to know the process. Do you have an alarm that goes off every day? And it's like, oh, time for the Eisen photo. Like, what? Walk us through all of that.
So I've test run a lot of ideas. I've really hit the drawing board a lot. I had an alarm for a while.
And then
the alarm was going off in inopportune times. So I had to dial that back.
Can you tell me one of the inopportune times? Is it safe for work to give us? What's the most inopportune time you can share with us that an alarm went off that you had to post a picture of me?
Definitely one was while we were live on the pod. Went off. And,
oh, is that the alarm?
Yeah, which is pretty aggressive. And any time that Will and Taylor can take an opportunity to make a shot, you don't want to give them that, and I gave them that day. So, so I had to take the alarm off. And now, like I said, you're just so a part of my day-to-day life.
That's impressive.
You know, I think about you more than I think about my mom sometimes.
Okay. Understood. Understandable.
You don't just gather photos and, like, schedule them out?
Done that. Typically when we go on long runs, like for the Super Bowl this past year, I schedule them out, like, 8 or 9 days in advance just because I didn't want to have to worry about that while we're out there. But... I've gotten to a process where there's little photos left that I've not posted, but I just use keywords. So it's basically whatever I'm doing that day. So if I'm out getting a coffee, I'll type in Rich Eisen coffee, or if I'm out on a golf course, Rich Eisen golf, or,
that's,
you know,
game for them. That is solid. Out there.
That is a solid move.
You got to find the keywords. And it's interesting. I feel like I know more about your photographic evidence online than probably you do, and probably more than most people should ever. But we're on day 428.
We are.
We have yet to post the photo today.
Well, I think we have a rare opportunity here to produce a photograph specifically for this. And I'm just wondering, should it just be Jack?
I think so. Today's 428?
Today will be 428.
Day 428 of a photo of Rich Eisen.
With Jack.
Yeah, it should be you
like
two.
Like here on the set.
Yeah. Yes.
Here.
I'd love that.
It could be
Jack in your chair and you sit here and
hell
Taylor
no.
and I walk
no,
off.
No.
What the hell, Rich?
Well, take it easy, Rich.
Hang on, man.
You're the pro.
What's behind that desk?
Yeah.
What are you trying to hide?
That's a great question.
Oh, no, I'm not hiding. There's nothing to hide. My life
you
is
just,
an open
that's
book.
You.
Oh, you want to see what's behind the desk?
No. You got really up in arms when the whole thing came out.
Hold on. You got a Rogers jersey.
Oh.
Yes.
Unsigned?
Unsigned.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, yes, of course. J.J. Watt sent me his latest kit.
Oh.
From nice.
That's good. That's a nice deal.
J.J. Watt.
Firmly, right?
Looking like an 80s Phillies jersey. Yep.
Shout out JJ Watt. Shout out the Watt brothers. Been through a lot together.
With a very personal message that is, typewritten.
Is it signed?
Actually,
my hand?
No, that's a read. That's a live read I have to do.
Cool.
I don't know.
Wait, Jack, before, while they're doing this.
This is a great piece of...
What's the closest you ever came to missing a day?
This is the Kyler Murray moment.
That's a good question. Okay.
Right. And it involves one of our guys, JP.
He said, what's the closest you ever came to missing a day?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, JP Hovey, our producer and an elite team member for Bussin' with the Boys.
Look at him.
I was at a concert in Nashville, and I get a text from JP. And
Taylor
he said,
Swift?
I can't remember the concert, but it was not Taylor Swift.
He goes to every concert in Nashville.
Yeah. Okay. And I get a text. It's 11:58, and JP says, "Hey, someone just DM'd me and said you haven't posted Eisen today." And I'm in a bar, I think. I think it was right after a concert. So I'm in a bar, and I start freaking out. I get to it, and my biggest fear was that the service wasn't going to go through, and the timestamp would be 12:01, and everything was for nothing. So
everything's for nothing.
So thank you to JP Hovey. He sent me that, and we could go check the timestamp. It went out at 11:59 p.m.
Wow,
and we got it in.
JP.
That's crazy, JP.
Thank God.
We just lost a lot of money because of that.
Thank you. Had better reception than Einstein, right? And those commercials that didn't stop running last year. Could have been kaput. All right. Well,
should his photo be up here?
Huh?
Right now? After the show.
Oh,
after the commercial break.
You I saw the radio, like, what's the silence point. For? No, it's just no, like you hear the click of a camera going off.
Calm down, Will.
All right, so let's talk some ball. Are the Jets real? Are they real?
I think so. We were actually talking about it yesterday. Okay. It's one of those things, too. You got to kind of temper your expectation because I was really fired up for the boys in the silver and black last year on paper.
No, me too.
And I feel the same kind of way with the Jets right now, especially how they just picked up Dalvin Cook. And I just feel like... everything you see that's coming out of the Jets camp right now is so like optimistic, enthusiastic, positive competitions that are going on right now. Okay. Right now you see some rumors going around with David Bakhtiari potentially going to the Jets.
Because yesterday when Rodgers was asked about, is he concerned about, what's his level of concern about the protection? He said, very low. He goes, you know, he basically said he doesn't choose who's out there with him right now. He said he didn't have anything to say about it at this point. Didn't he say those three greatest words?
Or at this point.
Something like that. And I thought to myself, what does that mean? You know, I think he might be calling his buddy, right?
Didn't he
Instagram out a photograph and put Bakhtiari's handle on his butt or something like that?
To protect his backside.
Yeah.
Blindside, backside.
Yeah, the game within the game. Rodgers is great at that.
Yeah.
He's playing chess on a different level.
I saw that.
And he knows everybody's just waiting to... Try to piece it all together.
I think the worst thing we can do for the Jets right now is to say Super Bowl. I think they're a great team. I think they will make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But, dude, the AFC is insane right now. It is really hard to sit there and be like, all right, you got Chiefs, you got the Bills, you got the Bengals, Miami's cooking.
Right.
You got...
I mean, just their division.
Their division in general. It's going to be hard for them. I mean, with Rodgers, obviously, like anything is possible.
Right.
Bring Bakhtiari over there. Guys, A+. He's an A+ athlete. He's an A+ left tackle. That'll help a lot.
Let's get that rumor going.
Yeah. David Bakhtiari is going to the Jets this year.
Why would the Packers?
We're hearing Bakhtiari is going to be heading to the Jets.
Yeah.
Soon.
Okay.
Rumored.
Instead of actually having an actual conversation,
correct.
We should do
he
something
is headed that
more
way.
Viral. I'm picking up.
Yeah.
I got it. I got it.
But why would the Packers do that?
Yeah. Why would they do that?
Everything expresses to them that they are in a rebuild year.
Come on,
you
man.
Go, think 5 years in the future. Don't think this year. Say we got Jordan Love. We got to see what he's going to do. He played in a couple games. He played well. Good, not great type situation. Right. Obviously, the history of their quarterbacks has been phenomenal.
Yes.
But you take
Bakhtiari,
draft capital. He's getting older. Let's let the Jets have their thing. He's going to a different division. We don't have to see them. We can now focus on our draft capital. Our cap is now lower. How do we look to build this thing into a powerhouse in the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, you think they're the Packers are in a rebuild?
I do. I think the Lions win that division.
You think the Lions?
I think the Vikings win that division. I think the Packers are up there too.
It's just I don't think they're in like.
I love Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur is incredible.
Right.
He's a great coach, but I do think Packers are not going to be what we've seen.
Is going to surprise some people.
I think he will.
But that's what I'm rooting for.
Well, he wouldn't if he doesn't have Bakhtiari protecting his blind side.
Yeah.
You know, it's
tough.
That would be a heck of
a coach like LaFleur, who does a lot of movement passes, he does a lot of, like, you know, get him out of the pocket. He does a good job of putting in the run game, keeping guys honest. You can kind of get away with that and still make a dent in the season without a guy like Dave.
Who aren't we talking about enough? Which team are we not talking about enough? I've been asking that question a lot. I'll ask that of you guys. What do you got for me? Who are we not?
That is a good question.
Well, I only ask those.
Because everyone's kind of... We're at the point in the year with media where the cow's been milked. Everyone's kind of just like, can we just get to the season, right? You've got to sit there some days in July and be like, what are we talking about today, boys?
We spoke about Eric Bieniemy's red ass for like three straight days last week.
You can say ass on the show?
I did. Yeah, you can.
I mean, you just opened up the floodgates, brother. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
We talked about his coaching style for like three straight days last week. That's how we're ready. Mm-hmm. So we've tap danced long enough. You got a team?
I think Miami is a team that.
There you go. Okay.
It's just I don't know if they're contenders like that, but they're a team that I think are gonna surprise a lot of people. Tua is in a fork in the road with his career right now.
I agree. He's one of the quarterback I said that's under the most pressure, which is, you know, is a media term, is Russ Wilson.
And you know he's feeling it a little bit when you're hearing news articles come out about him learning how to fall and all. It's such a unique.
We love salty Tua thing.
But then you listen to the guys that are in martial arts a lot, and there is a technique to fall and how to fall and all that, and so. Right. I think this is a big year for not only him. They have the firepower to do it. They have the defense to do it. They have the leadership on the defensive side of the ball. Jalen getting hurt is tough, but you see him on social media. He's keeping himself accountable through a public eye.
I
think the NFC South has a couple teams. I think the Saints.
Whoa.
And I also think Carolina. I'm excited to see how Bryce Young does. I do think they have a good team on paper outside of, you know, bringing in Bryce Young. And I also think the Saints. I think Derek Carr getting like a fresh start in New Orleans, I think could surprise some people because they're good on defense. Mm-hmm. They're good around him. And then I think another thing that, let's flip it. What team are we talking about too much?
Okay.
The Jets.
Yeah, maybe the Jets is the number one team. Yeah,
but maybe there are some rumors out there that the Chiefs might not win the division this year.
Oh God, don't!
No,
do
he's just
there's some. There's
no,
some.
No.
Why would you do that to yourself?
I think you got the.
He,
I think you
he,
got.
He loves
you got,
pain.
I think you got the Raiders that are ready to make a big jump.
Don't
year
do
two
it.
With McDaniels.
I did this.
And I also think the Chargers. I think the Chargers could come along a little bit more. And don't sleep on Sean Payton with Russell Wilson down in.
I think you can sleep away on that.
Yes.
I think you can. The Chiefs take yourself a nap. Don't set an alarm, brother. You're gonna get a good sleep on that one.
The Chiefs might not make the playoffs this year.
I think that is blasphemous, and that's, you know, that's Will doubling down on what happened last year. For those of you who follow Bus with the Boys, Will did his Bet the Bus segment, and he said the same thing.
I was right on all but two of the division winners last year.
I got so much crap at the draft in Kansas City, and my take of the Raiders will win the division from the previous March, two Marches previous, was still stuck in their craw after I had a mea culpa on this set.
Dude, Kansas City does not forget.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Well, they won't forget now.
We had Travis Kelce on our podcast, and he let Will know.
He let us know that was bulletin board material for them to win the Super Bowl.
No question.
You're welcome to Chiefs Kingdom.
You're a factor. Tanner Lewan, Will Compton, Bussin' with the Boys, where all podcasts can be acquired. There it is. It's one of the best in the business right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Thanks for coming on, gents. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. You're a professional.
Look at us. Look at us all
hanging
together.
You're really the man. I want to double down on that.
Thank you.
In a genuine way. Like, it is awesome to be here. It really is.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
it
you guys.
Great.
Thank you. We've got about 90 seconds left right here before we...
90 seconds. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
I saw this on Instagram the other day, and people say, like, for gentlemen that don't have a whole lot of hair, when you wash your face...
Yes.
Where do you stop?
What do you mean?
What do you, like, if I were to wash my face, I'd forehead down. Do you go
of course.
And put the cleanser up top too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Smart. Smart. You've aged so gracefully.
This is how we're going to utilize the 90 seconds.
Honestly,
I honestly
didn't think going out the door I'd talk about my moisturizing techniques with Taylor Lewan.
I mean, you think the way you've aged.
No, it's all up. Yeah.
Outstanding.
It's all part of one moneymaker.
No question.
You understand what I'm saying?
No question about it.
Shout out my old man at home watching this.
Okay. Shout out Twisted T.
Dad, we made it.
Shout out Twisted T. Get you a tweet in the fall, boys.
All right, so I'm going to be on the bus. Do we have a photo? We got the photograph. It's gone. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's it, huh?
That's it. It is stout. Look at it.
Can you imagine?
That's a Mike linebacker. That's a Mike linebacker. That's Chris Borland right there.
What a pull.
I mean, is there a neck roll for this bus somewhere?
No one for Luke Kuechly?
There was a little bit more stout than Kuechly's got more of the tangibles.
I understand.
You know and Kuechly's got a shot at the Hall. I don't think that the only shot at the Hall is that you drive
Zach
that
Thomas.
To Canton.
Zach Thomas.
There it is.
Okay.
All right. Soon to have a motor and drive to a place near you. Bussin' with the Boys. Fantastic. That's an exclusive.
That is, man. Thank you, Rich.
For over three decades, nobody has had a wrestling career like Arn Anderson. Conrad Thompson gets all the stories with Arn.
After watching AEW's Double or Nothing, Amy wants to know, what does dinosaur taste like?
It ain't chicken. It's like biting into a sinewy charcoal briquette.
Ah.
But chewy.
Oh, like wow, that's disgusting.
Yeah, sure is.
Check out Arn every week, wherever you listen.